Greetings, Shamanic Reiki Master Teachers. This is Jonathan. I wanted to provide you with an audio recording that's about formatting shamanic journeys. One of the things that we do as shamanic Reiki practitioners and teachers is to guide people in journeys. To have a template, and this is just a template. This is not anything that you have to use. These are just ideas that will help you format your own shamanic journeys. But just for now, this is just something that you can come back to and think about and feel into what your own version of this might be. So the first thing that you want to do after you've gotten the client to lay down on the table or on the floor, and this could be students as well in a group, is just move them into a deep state of relaxation. So the easiest way to do that is to do a gentle body scan, starting at their head, moving down shoulders, torso, legs, feet. That's one thing you can do. You can have them tune in with being fully in their body and feeling the internal processes in their body. But the idea is you want them relaxed and embodied, that they're not, that it's from their body that they'll experience the journey. They're not leaving to go anywhere. Stacy uses language, feeling the meeting points between the back of your body and the floor of the table. I like that a lot. A lot of times I'll invite them to feel the gentle tug of gravity on their body, just allowing them to settle in and really take some time with this. It's also at this point, even before the journey, where I'll just indicate to the student or the client what shamanic journeying is in a very gentle way. Just saying, in a moment, we're going to be going on a shamanic journey. You're going to experience this however you experience this. You might see your journey. There might be snippets of images. You might hear your journey. You might hear messages. You might feel this in some way in your body, or experience it in some other way, kinesthetically, but there's no right way to do this. And just trust that if you just open to the process, you'll find your own way. There isn't a right way to do this. And that really helps the client, because particularly beginning journeyers, there's a lot of worry that they're supposed to watch a movie, that there's a right way to do it, that they might be doing it wrong. And so the more that you can indicate that there just isn't a right way to do it, the more that they that aids in their relaxation even before you start. So then at this point, after they're relaxed and I've just indicated that they can't miss, then I would invite them into, in a moment, we'll be moving into a sacred place. And you, at this time, you actually instruct them about what the sacred place is. This is a place of, in nature, an inner sanctuary, a place of safety and sacredness and comfort and healing. And that, those four words, that's language that comes directly from Lynn, and I find it very helpful. Safety, sacredness, comfort, and healing. I'll say that this is a place that's just for you. This could be a place that you're just imagining in the moment, or this could be a place that you've been to many times or been to in real life. There's no right way to do it, but in a moment you're going to be moving into this inner sanctuary that is not far away from you, that lives in your heart, in your body. You might, and then give them options about how they enter this place. It might be down the roots of a tree. It might be down a waterfall, a portal of some sort, a doorway. I do tend to think of this down, just because I feel like that indicates to the student or the client that they're moving more down into themselves. That's what I mean by that. It's not moving down to a lower world or anything like that. But there is a sense of a downwardness, of a settling into this beautiful place in nature. Then once there's a sense that they're in this place, I often prompt them with questions. Because this, again, with beginning journeyers, it can help if certain things are inferred. So I'll prompt them with, where are they? And I'll give examples. Are they in a meadow, in a wooded forest, a jungle of some sort, on a shore or a beach, on a mountainside? Is there, and then what's around them? What's around them in this place? And again, prompting them with ideas. Are there tree beings in this place? What are the plants or the flora and fauna in this place? And breathe in a sense of safety, sacredness, comfort, and healing. I will often say at this point that this is a place that is just for you, a place where you can access deep wisdom, spiritual intelligence, guides, nature beings, just to indicate that they're moving into an altered reality, an altered place where all of the shamanic things that we all love are available to them. Again, prompting them with what are the colors in this place? Is there a breeze in this place or wind? Is there water in this place? Are there a body of water? I'll indicate that there might be sounds of water, sounds of a breeze, sounds of insects, sounds of wind rustling. Maybe they feel that breeze on their face or their body. These are all things that I'll prompt them with. Again, I don't care that they experience any of this. It just helps them know that whatever it is that they're experiencing, by giving them so many options, that it's okay, whatever it is that they're experiencing. I also will include smells on your next inhale. As you inhale, you might smell pine needles or sea spray or flowers. So these are all ways that you just indicate to them where they are, what's happening, what's around them, this inner world. So from here, when there's a sense that they're very relaxed, when they're rooted in this place, when you've prompted them with some ideas and inferred some images or some imagery that can be helpful to invoking this place for them. And again, the sacred place it's an imaginal place, so we are inviting the powers of the imagination, and we're also inviting the way spirit wants to work with this person in journey. It's really both. So then once the sacred place is invoked and they feel in the center of it, knowing that they're in a place of safety, sacredness, comfort, healing, a place that is just for them, an unconditionally loving place. I find that very, very helpful to say to people, because so often we don't have a place anywhere in the world that feels unconditionally loving. And this is an inner sanctuary that they can always go to. And then probably even before the journey began, there might have been an intention around the journey, a journey to meet a guide or to go back in the past or something like that. So let's say the intention is to meet a guide and work on an issue or something that has come up in your session with your client. So from the sacred place, I'll often invite them to just begin wandering, aimlessly wandering in a certain direction, following their own inner guidance. Sometimes I'll say following their heart's tug in a certain direction. Just allow yourself to wander wherever it is that you're curious to, until you come to the beginning of a path. And I often use a path just because I think it's helpful to know that we're moving a little bit out of the sacred place into something slightly more specific. But your own inner knowing might be a door or a portal or a cave or a trail. It could be anything. But for now, we'll just go with a path. And then again, lots of promptings about what is the path, the size of the path, what's it made of? Where is the path leading? Are you moving into a dense jungle, a wooded forest? Is it by a mountainside or a beachside? But in some way, you're just invoking the path, and also what's beneath them. What is the earth that's supporting them? Is it mud? Is it leaves? Is it dirt? Is it sand? Whatever that is, those are all ways to just keep invoking that they're in this place. Then they just begin wandering on the path. Just ask them to wander on the path until they sense a presence up ahead on the path. and and using something slightly vague like a presence helps invite them into this could be anything. But we know that they're going to be meeting some sort of a guide. So as they walk on the path, they sense a presence up ahead, that they sense that there is a being there. And then prompt them with what kind of being it could be. And of course, it could be anything. It could be an animal. It could be a being in human form, an ancestor, an angel, a nature being. And these are all ways to, again, support the student or the client to that whatever is happening, whatever they're experiencing, whatever that presence is for them is fine. Even the presence of a tree that feels special to them, that the tree could be their guide. So you can invite them to open their heart to this guide, to open their mind and their body to the wisdom of this guide. And a lot of times it's helpful to just remind them that the guides that they experience on their journeys are benevolent beings. They are helping spirits. They are unconditionally loving spirits. They are spirits that are just for them. That can all be very helpful language to just let them know that what it is that they're meeting really has an unconditionality for them. And then invite them into how do they experience their guide? What does the guide look like? What do you feel being in this guide's presence? You might invite them to walk around their guide in all directions, taking in all aspects of the guide from all sides, and feeling what is the energy of the guide? What is the energetic signature of this guide? Notice the expression on the guide's face, if the guide has a face. And then from here, once you've gotten very familiar with the guide, you can either invite them into shape-shifting into that guide, merging with that guide. Lynn uses language about entering into that guide from behind or in some way cloaking yourself with that guide, almost like a comfortable suit of clothing, seeing through the guide's eyes, sensing through the guide's eyes. Or it might be that you just allow this guide to take you on a journey. And this journey is going to be to bring you wisdom, healing, insight, help on whatever it is that you're working on. So chances are throughout your session that you've had with your client, something has come up about something in their life that they're working on or something that they're not sure about. Or this could be something, if you're working in a class, where you just announce to the class before you do the journey that you're going to be doing a journey to work on an issue or a problem or something that's going on with your life with a guide. So now they're with their guide. They're either shape-shifting with the guide or the guide is going to take them, show them, bring them information, bring them healing, give them a healing about this information. Or information about whatever it is that's going on in their life. And at this point, I would begin light drumming to just let them go on their journey with this guide. And by this point, they have been relaxed. They've been very rooted in their sacred place. They know that there is a sense of comfort and safety around them. There is a sense that they are in a spiritual environment, that they're in a magical environment. There is a sense that they can't do this wrong. And now they've met this benevolent being. And so from there, you can really trust that if you stop speaking and you just allow the drum to take them to this next place, whatever that is, however it is that they work with the guide, that will really be enough. So then you drum for a while, and this could be, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It sort of depends on what it is that you're doing and the context with which you're doing this journey. And then after the drumming, you can quiet down the drumming and just say, at this point, begin now to retrace your steps, remembering everywhere you've been, and then you can do a very light, rapid drumbeat back. And I find it helpful to remind them to retrace their steps back, because they may have been, you know, very far out, and it helps them if they're guided to follow whatever it is that they experienced back to that clearing or that place on the path where they met the guide. So some rapid drumming at that point to get them back. And that doesn't have to be long, maybe a minute of rapid drumming just to get back. And then at this moment, this is a time now to invite that they receive any last bit of instruction or guidance from this guide. This is also a time to make sure that they provide gratitude for the journey and for the guide's presence on the journey, giving gratitude to the guide. If they have shape-shifted with their guide, this is a time when you say you're going to now separate from the guide in whatever way feels right for you. You want to remind them that this is a being that is always with them, that they can always call on and they can always come back to and visit and deepen that relationship. But in some way, they're going to be saying goodbye to this guide for now, making that separation. Giving thanks, a gentle bow, a smile, there might be some words. However it is that they want to say goodbye and extend gratitude to the guide. And then take them back just as they came. At this point, you're going to move back on that path, back toward your sacred place. So we're going to bring them back to their sacred place. And at this point, it's helpful to include language around how do you feel? What has changed? What has shifted? And to imply that a shift or change is there can be helpful for them in the integration of whatever it is that they've experienced. So if there is a way in which you can just imply what has shifted in you, what has changed in you, how does your body feel differently? What are the kind of things that have happened that feel different in some way? Just have them contemplate that as they continue back on the path to their sacred place. When they've arrived back in their sacred place, again, does the sacred place look different? Has the sacred place shifted in some way? How do you feel? What has shifted? What has changed in any way? Oftentimes at this point, I will invite them to a cozy spot. And that's a language that I got from Stacy that I love, a cozy spot in their sacred place, to just a place where they can rest and let this journey integrate and deepen into themselves. And then I'd leave some space for them to do that. Then when that feels complete, you can just invite them back to the place where they entered this sacred place, saying goodbye to this place from now. And again, using the same language you used to get them there, it might be that cave that you came in on, or that waterfall, or that root system, or it might be that you're just in some way saying goodbye to your place for now, however you do. Maybe the place is dissolving in some way. I'll often indicate to them to hold this experience in their heart, just so they remember it, so it stays fresh. And then invite them out of their sacred place and then back to the space or the room that they're in, reorienting themselves with their perfect center. That's something that Lynn always often says, their perfect center. Reorienting themselves with the four walls, the ceiling, and the floor of the room that they're in. And when they feel ready, to make gentle movements, small gentle movements of their body, and start to come back into their physical space and the place that they're in now. So that's a very basic format, very, very simple. One of the things that I would add is that if after they've met their guide, you've gone to the sacred place, you've gone to the path, you've gone to the guide, you could take them further on the path then to the river of time or to the time corridor, all of which are in the Shamanic Reiki book. So now they have a guide with them, and now they're going to be moving back in time, either to a past life or to a time in childhood. And so you could take them to past where they've met the guide and shapeshifted into the guide. You could guide them then to a river where there's a vessel waiting for them, and then they take the vessel into the past, et cetera, et cetera. So there are all kinds of ways to extend a shamanic journey, but this is just a beginning. But in general, it's helpful for particularly with beginning journeyers that you get them really get clear about the sacred place and get them connected with a guide for then whatever your intentions past that can be whatever they are. But those are good basics to start with. So I hope that was helpful, and I'm looking forward to speaking with all of you soon, and much love, and thanks so much. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. Blessings.